This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Oh my, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Now, before we get to my guest, in the second hour, at the opening of the second hour, for all of you that may be wondering what's going on out there that have gotten, if you are a Second Call Defense member, you're going to want to wait till the opening of the second hour, because I will be giving you a statement on everything that is going on with Second Call Defense if you got an email today. That's coming up second hour. First hour, of course, we're going to be dealing with just things that happen in the legal world and things that I don't understand, way beyond my pay grade. And for that, I lean heavily on Roger Katz of Arbless Quarrel. Roger, do you never travel?
I often get that question. Actually, I really don't. I think the last time I traveled anywhere was about, a year ago, August, when I visited some friends down in Texas in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for
right.
a few days. And that was about it. My brother wanted me to visit him up in Boulder if I could, but I felt that I had to get back home. I'm basically the primary caregiver for my mother, and at this point in her life, I guess I'm just a little leery of leaving her for more than a few days. So, at any rate, I do, for exercise, to clear my head, I get to the health club, I swim, I get in the sauna, lift weights a little bit, and that tends to be everything that I need. I might point out that there was a great philosopher, a German philosopher, Immanuel Kant, who I certainly would not suggest that I was anywhere near the caliber of that individual, but an individual who had great, profound, philosophical, beliefs and wrote constantly and intelligently and had an impact on many, many philosophers up to the present day, especially on issues of morality and ethics and what he referred to as the categorical imperative. At any rate, Immanuel Kant never left his little town in Germany. I'm not quite sure where it was, but apparently he felt it wasn't that. He lived pretty much in his head, and I guess he found that his thoughts were enough to keep him company.
Right.
And I suppose mine are as well.
Well, the only reason I ask that is because Stephen is rarely still. I mean, he's always moving all over the place.
Oh, Stephen.
Anyway.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I didn't speak with Stephen the other day, but a couple days ago. He went from Barcelona, I think it was down to was in Valencia, and I'm not sure quite where he is now. Spain, he says it's a beautiful town, a beautiful state, beautiful country. Catalonia, I suppose, is a state within Spain, but there's been quite a an issue there. Apparently, the Spanish government is holding to a particular article in their constitution to preclude the Catalonians from basically declaring Catalonia as a separate country.
Right.
But who knows? I know the Catalonians want to have a separate neutral party in to represent their interests on the referendum that they held. But who knows where that will lead. Hopefully, we wish the best for them. But they have the weight of the Spanish government, the Spanish military, and the Spanish police, and also the EU, that would be against Catalonian independence. So who knows where that is going to go.
Let's see, we got about maybe 4 minutes and 15 seconds left, so why don't you give us a preview of what we're talking about this hour?
Well, there's a couple things. Obviously, this issue of mass shooting in Las Vegas and the beating of the drums by the anti-gun movement to recalibrate their positions, and to they feel they have the upper hand here to get things moving again so they can move ahead with their agenda. There's much to say about that. I've been taking a look at a few law review articles. I've been reading some interesting articles in the newspapers. One by David Kopel that appeared in the Wall Street Journal the other day that actually goes against the grain of the kind of nonsense that we hear in the New York Times, where there's been about a half a dozen articles at least. But I'd like to quote from Dave's article, get to some of the articles, some of the ideas of the anti-gunners, and who's are basically, they fall flat logically and legally, and a couple law review articles as well.
Right. Okay. Now, just out of curiosity, are you? I'm trying to not get on board any of the conspiracy theories coming out of Las Vegas, simply because it just sort of seems to me like there's quite a few of them coming out, and none of them seem to be provable. Or I mean, I got a schematic the other day of the building itself that somebody had very thoughtfully researched. I'm sure it was painstaking. It showed windows open on the building back in the 90s. And I would imagine that a building like that probably has windows that will open with the right crew, with the right tools, in order to maintain the exterior of the building. It's not just going to exist throughout the eternity without some maintenance. And yet, the conclusion here is that there might have been windows open that somebody could have opened and used to shoot, so there would have been a second shooter.
Well, if there were, I would have to believe that the investigators at some point would let us know that. It brings to mind, of course, the notion of triangulation and the Kennedy assassination and the cryptic comment of Lee Harvey Oswald before he was shot, where he said, what did he say? I forget right now. Basically, that he was just a flunky, a
patsy.
What was the yes? I'm sorry, the word escapes me. But yeah, he basically said, yeah, there were many other individuals here,
right?
And everything's coming down on me.
Well, I mean, Lee Harvey, there's a couple things about that whole statement, the whole setup with Lee Harvey that made me go, But, you know, in any event. Now, as we head into the first break, for those of you who are looking for a good, easy, well, an in-depth analysis of the legal things happening in the gun world, you need to go to Arbor's Quarrel. If you don't find it at arbalistquarrel.com, you'll probably find it at amoland.com, and we discuss things here and there Wednesday here at Lock and Load. Either Roger by himself, or I think you ought to go on vacation, but Stephen handled this as much as he's been leaving you alone, though. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on the firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour from ArbalistQuarrel.com is Roger Katz. Okay, take it away, boss.
First of all, because we had that brain freeze, Lee Harvey Oswald had said, I'm just a patsy.
Right.
And, yes, that actually haunted me since I grew up in that era. I was a teenager in high school at that time. The circumstances in Vegas, certainly, it wouldn't surprise me, let's put it that way, that there is something going on behind the scenes and maybe Paddock was part of something larger. We do know, of course, that the anti-gun groups have milked us to the greatest possible degree and are continuing to do so and will continue to do so for some time. And in that regard, though, we should put it in the context of what our laws are when a comparison is made to other countries. And I think that's important because putting this in the context of the importance of the Second Amendment should put to rest reliance on draconian measures that are taken by other countries. There was a couple law review articles that I took a look at that actually cited to a comment by President Obama that he had made talking about so-called mass shootings that occurred in this country. And I quote from one of the articles, Obama said, "My biggest frustration as president so far is the fact that this society has not been willing to take some basic steps to keep guns out of the hands of people who can do just unbelievable damage. We know that other countries, in response to one mass shooting, have managed to craft laws that almost eliminate mass shooting. Friends of our allies, allies of ours like Britain and Australia, countries like ours." Well, Australia may be more like us than, let's say, Australia is like China, North Korea, but it's hardly like us in terms of its constitution. At any rate, I was looking at this article, which is interesting because it came out fairly recently this year, in the winter of this year, by Denise Cardellano. I want to give her credit. She obviously is no supporter of the Second Amendment. Her article that appeared in, let's see, what was this? The Nova Law Review. Australia's gun law reform presents the United States challenge to safeguard their citizens from mass shooting. And I want to read what led to Australia's draconian gun laws, because we can compare that to the situation arising as a result of Vegas and what people like Schumer and Feinstein and Pelosi, among others, would love to see for this country. At any rate, let me read this here. Yeah. Australia had a focusing event pertaining to mass shootings on April 28, 1996, all right, a little over 20 years ago, at a seaside resort of Port Arthur, Tasmania. It was considered the worst massacre in Australian history. The gunman, Martin Bryan, a 28-year-old that was armed with a semi-automatic rifle, killed 35 people and wounded 23 others. All right? We don't have to go beyond that, except that the Australian Prime Minister, John Howard, urging for more restrictive gun laws, made this comment that is highly cryptic. "I hate guns. One of the things I do not admire about America is their slavish love of guns. We do not want the American disease imported into Australia." Well, that should make it easy for what happened afterwards. And let me explain what the National Firearms Agreement of Australia is all about, because this is precisely what people like our previous presidents, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton would certainly like to see if she were president, and certainly many Democrats. The National Firearms Agreement talks about, one, automatic and semi-automatic assault rifles. Well, we already prohibit, through our own National Firearms Act of 34, machine guns, but not completely. An individual can still obtain a license through the BATF, pay the licensing fee, and automatic firearms are expensive, but they can certainly get it. Semi-automatic rifles basically are everything. Do we want that in this country? I don't think so. Do we have a few more minutes?
We actually have 2.5 minutes in this
segment. Okay. The second thing is stiffened licensing and ownership rules. For example, the private sale and transfer of firearms is prohibited unless conducted and registered by a licensed firearms dealer. This becomes something like the universal background check. But what it really means is that no one can transfer a firearm except through a licensed firearms dealer. In other words, an individual who has an FFL. And it also means that there's no such thing as private property anymore. Your exclusive use and enjoyment of your private property goes out the door. The third thing is instituted a temporary gun buyback program that took approximately 700,000 so-called assault weapons out of public circulation. We are told that this was a voluntary move. There was nothing voluntary about this. This was compulsory.
They had the force of power behind them from the state.
It was basically
sell them to us or else.
Absolutely, we're gonna come and confiscate them. Absolutely.
And they only got 1/5 of them, so I mean that didn't work out too well. They're still having amnesties today. I mean they know that that was a failure. And here's the thing. They're having an uptick in gun crime now.
That's right. And they've also had mass killings, both in Australia and New Zealand, that apparently have similar laws. So this idea that their stringent gun laws do anything but simply keep guns out of the hands of the multitude of rational, law-abiding individuals, I should call them subjects, they're not really citizens, that's really the people that are hurting in back of the woods.
Well, they're fun guys. They sound just like just such fun guys. Anyway, Roger writes, Roger is a featured writer at ammoland.com. In addition to being the featured writer at, I mean, does Stephen write some of the stuff too, doesn't he? But anyway, ArmorlessCarl.com, Ammoland.com, and right here at Lock and Load. Although, they are starting to get republished, I think, here and there, so that's some good stuff too. We'll be right back. My guest is Roger Katz. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Wednesday nights, that means we're talking to Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel. What? Please continue, if you will, please, sir.
Yes. So we were talking about this temporary gun buyback program as part of the National Firearms Agreement of Australia. Their response to a mass shooting. And like I say, it stretches credulity to believe that billions of Australians would voluntarily submit their firearms for destruction, even if, according to Hillary Clinton at the time, she said, well, they were getting a good price for their weapons. But she did not bother to elaborate what she happened to mean by a good price. In any event, going on, the National Firearms Agreement, which Obama thinks would be a great thing, and obviously Pelosi and Feinstein and Schumer and others would as well, also requires licensees, everyone must have a license, to demonstrate a genuine need for a particular type of gun. Get this, self-defense does not qualify. Now, that really smacks the face of Antonin Scalia, who basically said that self-defense is passively existent in the Second Amendment. But for self-defense and the need to keep a gun to prevent or preclude tyranny, those two things, hunting and anything else, goes by the board. Self-defense, though, is not considered an important requirement. And, of course, that is consistent with what we see in California, New York, and other states, where they argue that a person needs to show a specific need, a special need beyond self-defense. Through which that individual can basically distinguish themselves from those of everyone else. And then there's the fifth requirement, a firearm safety course. Well, the interesting thing about this
is that with all the effort that goes into a tax on the NRA, the NRA, of course, is probably the oldest, must be the oldest, and certainly the most reputable organization to promote and provide for firearm safety. And so they would hardly be an organization that would denigrate that. Yet the curious thing about all this is that individuals that possess a concealed handgun for self-defense purposes, to carry it concealed, would have to undergo a firearm safety course in order to have successfully completed in order to obtain a license to carry a handgun, with concealment. And yet you have New York for example, would require that an individual show very, very specific need beyond that of self-defense in order to convince the licensing official to grant a firearm license, which then becomes a privilege. But there's no requirement for a firearm safety course, none whatsoever. It's almost as if they say, well, all right, here it is. And if you shoot yourself in the foot or you shoot someone else, it's not our fault, that you take full responsibility for that. Well, a person should take personal responsibility anyway, but it is interesting that the states that have the most draconian requirements for carrying a concealed weapon basically don't require that an individual undertake a firearm safety course. If I recall, there was a case in the Seventh Circuit, and I think out of Chicago, that basically begrudgingly allowed individuals the right to carry concealed, but would not offer a firearm safety course. I mean, if you want to take it, you're going to have to go out of the city. I have to take a look at that case. I don't have the citation, but I find that very interesting and a bit disingenuous. The other sixth requirement is that the license is not be issued until after a waiting period of not less than 28 days and for a period of no more than 5 years. This would suggest, again, the so-called cooling off period. Oh, if an individual is angry, he wants even with someone, he can't go out and buy a gun right away. He's got to wait 28 days. It's just absurd. It's an arbitrary standard. It doesn't mean a damn thing. Seven, mandates that licensees need to comply with storage requirements and submit to inspection by licensing authorities subject to immediate withdrawal of license and confiscation of firearms in certain circumstances. Well, we got a situation here not only with the Second Amendment problem, but with the Fourth Amendment, unreasonable searches and seizures. Plus, if I recall, the Heller case made it very clear, too, that if a person has to keep a firearm in a storage bin in his house, how's he going to have access to a gun for purposes of self-defense? Well, oh, by the way, in Australia, you don't have a right to use a gun for self-defense. You can use it to hunt deer, but you can't use it for self-defense. In other words, your life isn't that important. The eighth requirement requires separate permits for the acquisition of every firearm. Well, that's the National Firearms Agreement of Australia that obviously people like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein would just love to see implemented in this country. And but for one thing, we happen to have something called the Second Amendment, an individual right to keep and bear arms. The Australian Constitution does not have an explicit individual right to bear arms. How about that? Neither does Great Britain, nor any of the countries in the EU for that matter.
Right.
Which is, of course, the reason why there's so much discussion, at least de facto, repeal of the Second Amendment, to treat it as if it doesn't exist, which
which of course would have been the, if in fact the minority of the Heller case had written for the majority and argued that, well, the dependent clause, the preamble, a well-regulated militia be necessary to the security of a free state. If that was the preeminent basis for the right of the of people to keep and bear arms, then of course, since they're, for all intents and purposes, there's no real personal militia. Most militias today, as such, are part of the National Guard, federal, controlled federally. For all intents and purposes, there's no way to vindicate that right at all. So there we are with Australia. Let's see, we have a couple more minutes?
We actually have about 40 seconds, so.
40 seconds, okay.
40 seconds.
All right. I wanted to point out one thing that is very important when we talk about the right of the people to keep and bear arms versus state and federal calls for the need for to promote good health and welfare and public safety. There's a definite tension, and I took a look at another article called Rethinking the New Public Health, and this appeared in the 69 Washington Law Review.
Okay, well, let me get you hold right there because that we need to go ahead and head for the break. We'll be right back. Roger Katz is my guest. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 6540 1-800-972-6540.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Sounded like my voice just cracked all the way across the spectrum with that one. My guest this hour from Arborless Quarrel is Roger Katz. Did you hear that? That sounded just like my, just fractured. That's something you got to be concerned about when you do radio for a living. That's just, you know, anyway. All right. Let's finish this up, Brewer.
Yeah, okay. All right, so let's put this all in perspective with this further article that I took a look at today. It's titled Rethinking the New Public Health. It's in the Washington Law Review. The author is Lindsay Wiley, Assistant Professor of Law and Director of the Health Law and Justice Program at American University, Washington College of Law. Now, the article comes across pretty neutral, so I'm not going to presume what this party thinks about guns outright. But she's not really talking so much about guns except in the broader context of the notion of public health law, where she says public health is a rapidly becoming a more invasive part of our everyday lives. And she wants to take a look at this thing, and she does in terms of what are construed as nuisances. Where we talk about, she does talk about asbestos, tobacco, lead paint, and the firearms industry. But what I wanted to do was actually read a paragraph here, because it basically lays out the tension between, on the one hand, those that at least ostensibly say that we have to control guns and the gun culture by restricting people's access to them. And by the access to them, the restriction is on the majority of us, the rational, law-abiding average citizen, millions of us. They're not talking about the criminal. All right. So at any rate, I'm reading now, on a philosophical level, the debate over a new public health law arises out of a tension between public health communitarian foundations and the liberal foundations of American law and policy. Thaddeus Pope, a health law scholar trained in philosophy, has articulated the tension in terms of core values. Now, before I read what he has to say, he uses the term liberalism in a different context. We would understand it as conservatism, but so that your listeners understand. He's saying that liberalism demands that liberty limitation be carefully, narrowly, and thoroughly justified. Communitarianism, which you might tie in with communism, which is appropriate, and also with the notion of
liberalism as we understand it in this country, and contrast holds that individual rights and social responsibilities are equivalent, and that liberty and the common good have equal standing. The dominant philosophy of American law as liberalism, let's say conservatism, is a language centered on the values of freedom, self-determination, self-discipline, personal responsibility, and limited government. What we'd like to believe is the motivating principles of the Republican Party. Public health, on the other hand, is fundamentally an effort to promote what this guy would say is shared values of reducing disease, saving lives, and promoting good health, and it's thus a species of communitarianism. Broadly, the public health offers a distinctly different language for talking about how a society balances considerations of personal responsibility and social accountability and public policies that impact health. I'd like to point out that this issue of gun restrictions in light of mass shootings is the mass shooting is just a make-weight. Basically, what we're really talking about here is the destruction of the notions of personal autonomy and, as this office said, self-determination, limited government, values of freedom, basically the precepts of the Bill of Rights as we understand them as American citizens. And these are not consistent with where we are heading. The notion, because of globalization, the notion of open borders, multiculturalism, which I have talked about in the past, multilingualism or bilingualism. We're really talking here about the destruction of personal autonomy and basically the subjugation of the individual to the corporate politics. And in that respect, the notions of a right to privacy under the Fourth Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms under the Second Amendment, even the right of freedom of speech to really say what you want to say in the public sphere and not be denigrated because of it. All these things are being attacked, and they're being attacked on the grounds of, oh, well, this is best for society. But we're really seeing, while these liberal entities and liberal individuals and liberal groups talk about the need to control bad behavior and to protect society and to promote the social welfare and public safety and public health, necessary for individuals to give up many of the rights and liberties that the founders held to be so valuable. And we have to ask, has the world changed really? No. Individuals are the same as they always were. And we have to understand that even though Ruth Bader Ginsburg might refer to our Constitution as an old Constitution that really doesn't reflect the modern era and the changes in society. No, there really aren't any changes. The framers of the Constitution, the founders of our free republic, were not idiots. They knew that there would be technological advances, that there would be changes, but they knew that there were certain constants. Those constants exist in the Bill of Rights, and they exist intrinsically in the individual. And a free republic cannot exist without them, even at the risk that there could be individuals that are harmed in society. Think of the millions of individuals who have protected themselves with guns. We don't hear a peep about that, not a word. And the fact is that, yes, it was a horrible thing what occurred in Las Vegas, but people have to take responsibility for themselves. We know now, especially with the issue of Islamic terrorism, that it's dangerous to be in crowds and to in large capacity audiences, and people have to be aware of that. That's all. And but that's not to say that because we're going to have
these horrible events, they are very, very, very rare. And consider in terms of criminal misuse of firearms, and balance to the millions of positive uses of firearms, then this idea of restricting the individual's right to keep a bare arm and to restrict our other rights under the Bill of Rights on the grounds that we must promote the good and it's best for society, the inner high, the collective. This is not the notion of the United States as our founders believed and as they created for us. And any of these individuals in the Democratic Party or in the Republican Party that would suggest that, the founders would understand. No, they would not. They would be absolutely repulsed if they could see what has become of this country and what is becoming of this country. So, and I also would point out, too, consider this. Yeah, we have people like Merkel in Germany. Wasn't she the one responsible for bringing over the saying that all these nations of Europe, part of the EU, must bring allow all these refugees into the country, millions of them? And then when Islamic terrorism rears its ugly head in Paris and Germany and Britain over and over and over again, that's only a few people. The vast majority of these individuals
we're about to run out of time, Roger.
All right. So there's some hypocrisy there as well.
There is. ArborlessQual.com. That's where you can find all of this stuff, all this background information. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load. Largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is well on with the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.